The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. They say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double or triple line. Now, here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome back. How about that Ryan and Bethany Bomberger? Get the book and read it at your local library. Give it to your local library. There's so much we can do. People say, what can I do? Do that, please. I want to also remind people tomorrow at noon. Now, this is not unimportant. We are going live. Registration goes live tomorrow at noon for all three Socrates events in the spring. Now, we may add more events, but I doubt it. But we've got one in New York, February 28th, Jeannie Constantino. We have one in New York, March 30th, with Yeonmi Park, who's the 29-year-old young woman who defected from North Korea. What a story. Oh, my goodness. And then April 28th in Seattle at the Glorious Arctic Club. I'm telling you, folks. I love the idea, by the way, that people travel. Last night, we launched the Oz Guinness event. And people were there from Kentucky, people were there from California. People travel to be at a Socrates event, and usually you can stay in the wonderful club and really have a fun time. And I'd love to do Socrates in the event. I mean, I'm here in Savannah right now. I would love to do a Socrates in the event, Socrates in the City event in Savannah. It would just be delightful. The crowd last night was magnificent. So if somebody wants to sponsor a Socrates event, of course, it's not cheap. Because we film everything in high def. It's kind of a big deal, but we get it done. And so I want to remind you that tomorrow goes live at noon. The early bird tickets are limited for all of these events. We've lowered the prices and the early bird tickets are particularly low, but they are very limited. So if you want one of them, you got to jump in and get it before they're gone. That's tomorrow at noon. For the three events, all three are going to go live. So that's tomorrow at noon Eastern, I should say. Tomorrow, Socrates in the City. And of course, sign up for the Socrates in the City email alerts, because they're different from the ones that I sent out from ericmetaxas.com. Also should say that last night we had the premiere of the Oz Guinness event, which has already got 4,000 views. It just launched last night and already 4,000 people have seen it. So you can watch it. It's particularly wonderful. Oz means a lot to me. And you'll see that in my introduction and in other parts of it. I refer to his influence in my life. He's been a guiding light in my life. I thank God for that man. So that went live last night on our YouTube channel. Now, Albin,
yes, sir.
I got to tell the folks, tomorrow we got Greg Kelly back. We want to talk to him. He's the star of Newsmax. And an hour or two, Chris Ruddy, because DirecTV and others have canceled Newsmax. This is where we are in the culture. So the man behind all of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, is coming on this program to talk about that. And we look forward to having him. Yeah. We've got to give some pushback. To put it mildly.
Yeah. And by the way, David Horowitz is coming up. He's got this new book, you know.
Well, right after this segment.
That's right.
David Horowitz is today. Tomorrow, Greg Kelly, Chris Ruddy. We also have coming up on Friday, we're going to air the conversation I had with John Zmirek in Seattle. The whole conversation, it really was particularly extraordinary. His version of the Candyman, honestly, I think Sammy Davis Jr. has nothing on Zmirek. What he's a performer. A lot of people have compared him to Peter Allen. I just want to say pretty amazing stuff what Zmirek was able to do on that stage in front of all those people. So that's tomorrow on this program. Sorry, that's Friday. Tomorrow, we also have we're going to do our Ask Metaxas tomorrow. All right? Tomorrow, Ask Metaxas. Okay. Next week, we've got Alan Dershowitz coming on the program. At least he's scheduled to come on the program. Sam Sorbo, a lot of great stuff. I wanted to talk also about SalemNow.com. Some of you know that if you go to SalemNow.com, there's all kinds of great stuff you can find there. We want to highlight Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, it's free. And it really gives you the background on what happened to Disney so that they went from being one of the most prized institutions in American life for good, for family, for country, and really have slid and have gone over to the dark side and have become Wokelandia. So it really is vital that you check out SalemNow.com. There's all kinds of other stuff at SalemNow.com that you can find, but that is free, and it is Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. I hope you check it out. Trying to think, Alvin, we got to mention also, we've got coming up on this program next week, we got so much good stuff. My friend Keith Junta, some of you know him. He's been a friend of mine for over 30 years. Winepatch.org. If you're looking for something to read, and you've already read all the Zmirek at stream.org, go to winepatch.org and check out what Keith Junta has to say. But he'll be on this program talking about going to Thailand, where he and Kenny Sachs and a number of heroes are rescuing young women from the sex trafficking trade. It's so horrible.
Yeah.
And yet they go in there and they successfully rescue these women and bring them into a life that many of these women didn't know could exist. It's just beautiful. And so, you know, whenever anybody I was with a friend last night who's adopted several special needs kids from China over the years. And I thought anytime anybody says the lie that, oh, Christians only care about, you know, when you're in the womb, after that, they let you, you know, after that, it's only the Democratic Party that cares about you. Let me tell you something, folks. That is as wicked a lie as exists. I know innumerable people, not all Christians, but since we're talking about Christians, who have done things that are just beautiful, heroic, utterly self-sacrificial, because their love of God and the love of fellow man compels them to do these things. And I want to tell those stories on this program so that when anybody utters that vile lie that we only care about the unborn. No, we care about human beings whom the unborn happen to be or who the unborn happen to be human beings. We care about human beings from conception to natural death. So I just want to say that that's something that I'm looking forward to. So we got Keith Junta on the program. Greg Laurie will be on the program to talk about the film that it's called Jesus Revolution. Yeah. I've seen it. Alvin, have you seen it?
I just got the link yesterday. So my wife and
it
I
is
are
such
watch
a great
it.
Film. You know, a lot of these Christian films aren't made at that level. This is just made at a level that we can say we're very, very proud of it. So I want to say to those of you who haven't seen it, you can get excited because it's fantastic. It's starring Kelsey Grammer. Wow. Yes. Trust me.
As a minister,
yes, as the famous Chuck Smith. All right, before we go, let's remind you of a couple of things. Please sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. We're sharing all kinds of stuff that we can't share on the program for legal reasons. And so you go to ericmetaxas.com. and sign up for the newsletter, please do that, folks, and share that, because all the interviews that we do, obviously TBN only airs a half an hour on the weekend. We share all that we do, but you have to go to ericmetaxas.com. I also want to ask you to support our sponsors, Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. He's got some new things there. MyStore.com. Use the code Eric. Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. Help support the people that make this program possible. And God bless you.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Eric. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT. Hey there, folks. Have you heard of David Horowitz? Because I really haven't. That he was forced on me as a guest, and I just think contractually I'm obliged to have a conversation with him. David Horowitz, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, come on now. You can at least laugh at that dumb joke. Folks, David Horowitz is a legend. I hate to say that with him right here. I don't want to embarrass him, but he has written innumerable books, maybe not really innumerable, but close enough. And the new book, brand new book, just out days now, it is titled Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. Unfortunately, this is not hyperbole. So, David Horowitz, welcome, and tell us why you hold to this thesis.
Well, the Democrat Party has been pushing for a one-party state for decades now. They didn't accept Trump's victory in 2016. They formed what they called a resistance, which is actually treasonous when you think of it. They sabotaged his presidency. They concocted this Russia hoax that he was colluding with the Russians, which was exposed at great expense to the American taxpayer. But let's just go to January 6th as a good example of where the Democrats are driving. They called it an armed insurrection. Well, first of all, they've ignored the fact that Trump asked Pelosi, offered Pelosi, who's the head of the Capitol Police, 10,000 National Guardsmen to guard the Congress on January 6th, because anybody with two eyes and half a brain knows that on both sides there are people who are pretty keen on committing violence. Pelosi rejected the National Guards. Then the Capitol Police, this video of the Capitol Police inviting the protesters into the building. The Democrats then condemned what happened as an armed insurrection. That it was immediately pointed out that no arms were confiscated. So it's one of those typical Democrat lies that are so obvious you wonder why anybody would bother telling them. Then they claimed that five Capitol Police officers were killed by the protesters, which was another lie. Hakeem Jeffries is on video making that lie. The number of Capitol Police officers killed on January 6th is zero. There was one person killed, which was Ashley Babbitt. She was murdered in cold blood, which is also on video. Nancy Pelosi protected her killer, withheld his name, quashed any investigation. He's now scot-free. That makes Nancy Pelosi technically an accomplice to murder, although Republicans are too polite to say such things. They never explained to Democrats when they removed the term armed for armed insurrection. How you can have an insurrection without arms? You obviously...
Weren't a whole bunch of senators and congresspeople killed?
No.
No? No, wait a minute.
Only
really?
One
no?
person was killed on January 6th, and that's Babbitt. And they just arrested her mother for jaywalking.
No, the thing is, look, this is, anybody paying any attention knows this is preposterous. But David, many people on the right, many Republicans have bought a good chunk of this narrative. It's astonishing to me that tons of Republicans kind of act like, yeah, well, there's something there. Well, and I keep thinking, not only is there nothing there, but precisely the opposite is there. You have probable, deep state interference, FBI, Democratic operatives. That's, if there's anything there, that's what's there. And it's like talking about the Reichstag fire in 1933. I mean,
that's the playbook, is the Nazis' Reichstag fire. Hitler was elected in a democracy, and they immediately, the Nazis who won the 30, whatever it was, three election, immediately drafted a law to criminalize anybody that disagreed with them, which is basically what the Democrats are doing today. They blame the fire on a communist, and then they outlawed all opposition. The Democrats haven't been able to do that yet, but they sure have tried.
Well, this is what the Nazis did, and we know. And if anybody wants to read about it, they can read my book on Bonhoeffer, because that's what enabled all that followed.
Yes.
The fact that the Nazis were successful. And again, we're not talking about communists. We're talking about big state actors, whether they are National Socialists or they're Marxist communists. The point is, they don't believe in what the founders believed in. They don't believe in liberty. And the Nazis succeeded. Obviously, these evil actors only succeed for a time, but it can be quite a time. And Goebbels was able to lie brazenly and had a whole apparatus. And we've seen a lot of that played out. But even Republicans seem to refuse to see the brazenness of this. What you're saying. I've had many people that I have argued with who are Republicans who say, "Oh yeah, but the way Trump behaved that day, oh that was bad." And I think, what am I missing? Are you
he would have protected the Capitol with 10,000 troops. He called on his followers to stiffen the spines of weak Republicans and reject the certification of the electors, something the Democrats have done every time a Republican has won since 1980. And then he urged his followers, if you fail to stiffen the spines of weak Republicans, go back home and primary your representative who would not stand up for the Constitution.
So that, you mean that Trump outrageously said that we ought to revert to the democratic process and yeah, to vote? My goodness, what a maniac. What a maniac he is.
Why did they preserve this myth of an insurrection? Because it's calling the Republicans traitors. It's treason, insurrection against the government. The Democrats are very clear, and they have no principle. They're shameless in their lies and their attacks on the democratic process. But Republicans are cowards. They don't want their local newspaper saying that they supported this insurrection, which is treason. So they go along with the Democrat myths. It's terrible. Well,
there are a few heroes out there, and we saw some of this played out recently in the fight over the speakership. Do you have any thoughts on that? I was actually glad that it went the way that it did, that they forced concessions from McCarthy.
100%. I was shocked to learn that there hasn't been a debate over a bill on the House floor in 10 years, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. The House isn't even functioning as a democratic forum and deliberative body. You can't make amendments. They sneak things in the middle of the night, like this last omnibus bill, when nobody has had any time to read it even.
I don't know how that's possible. Can you explain that? I mean, how has Congress changed? How did Congress change under her speakership so that this would be the case?
Change the rules. Well, here's one that also shocked me. The rebels, the GOP rebels, so to speak, insisted that one member can have a vote of no confidence in the leader, and then the leader has to win a majority again. And this has been attacked as reckless and so forth. The person who invented that rule is Thomas Jefferson. And it was in place for 200 years until Nancy Pelosi became speaker and changed it.
I actually hadn't heard that. We're going to go to a break. But folks, I'm talking to David Horowitz, the author most recently of Final Battle: The Next Election Could Be the Last. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Darker shame, darling. Folks, welcome back. Talking to David Horowitz, who now I'm proud to say is a friend, and who really has had an extraordinary journey in his own life, from genuine communism to what shall we call it? Anti-communism, which is to say love of the American founders' vision for the Republic that we've had for almost 2.5 centuries. People commenting on this book, the book we're discussing, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last, include Pete Hegseth. He says, David Horowitz has been telling the truth for decades in a way that almost nobody else has been willing to. And you'll notice that Pete Hegseth pointedly left out my name. Hey, thanks, Pete. No, seriously, Dennis Prager calls this book nothing less than a handbook for the salvation of the United States of America. Wow. Dennis Prager doesn't say that kind of stuff lightly, David. Why would our friend Dennis Prager call this book nothing less than a handbook for the salvation of the United States of America, if you don't mind my asking?
It's a realistic view of the Democrat Party, which is a criminal party. Radicals. It's a radical party, which makes it criminal. I mean, you know, they've destroyed our borders illegally. The president of the United States is a member of the executive. His authority is to enforce the law, not to remake the immigration law. That's supposed to be Congress's job. A radical is somebody who does not believe in the system. That's the Constitution, the laws of the land. So that's the whole idea of being a radical, that you're going to abolish it all. The reason, and you can see it in the whole left today, they call the Constitution, actually we have a Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Jackson, who thinks that the Constitution is a white supremacist document. These people don't believe in the United States of America. They're ideologically illusioned, if you will, to think that they can make a better country.
And don't we, I mean, I think it has to be said that these elements have existed in the Democratic Party, from the beginning. However, they haven't been in the ascendancy until recently. In other words, when we think of Tip O'Neill, we don't think of the kind of a radical that we're talking about now. And I think part of the problem with the Republicans is they've ceased, or they failed to adjust to the new reality. You cannot have much of a conversation with a radical, many of them seem to think that you can, and they think that if you don't agree with that, then you're a radical, and so you're a radical and I'm a radical. But we're simply saying that the reality has changed and that madness has taken over the whole party. It was there before. It was there in Henry Wallace, you know, the vice president of for FDR. I mean, that these elements have existed,
But for it to take control of the whole party in the way that it has most recently, that's a new thing.
Correct. And it started in 1968 with the riots the left engineered at the Democrat convention to destroy Hubert Humphrey, because Hubert Humphrey supported the Vietnam War and was an anti-communist. And they then marched into the Democrat Party. They formed these radical caucuses like the Black Caucus. They systematically, over the next 50 years, took over the party. Barack Obama was their candidate. He was a lifelong communist, Obama, not a member of the party, but a member of the faith, until he became a national figure. And then he betrayed his friends, who were saying, "God damn America," and so forth. And that's where the Democrat Party is today. It's run by people who wanted America to lose the Cold War, and by complete opportunists. I can't say bad enough things about Joe Biden, the worst human being to occupy the White House in our entire history.
How is he worse than Obama, for example?
Well, Obama was smarter than Joe. I mean, Obama's racism, anti-white racism, is veiled for the most part. Biden's is pretty much out in the open. We have the first racist administration in our history. I mean, we've had racists in government like Woodrow Wilson. But their policy, this equity policy, which is a central policy of the Democrat Party, is Ku Klux Klan racism. If your skin color is dark, you have the right to take from the white people and give it to yourself. That's basically the policy.
I guess, I just, before we go to the break, I just want to be clear that I think Obama was actually functioning as the president, and I think Joe Biden is a husk who is not functioning as the president, but that there are people around him manipulating him. And I think it's pretty obvious. This is not some crazy theory. We'll be right back talking to David Horowitz. The new book, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads.
Folks, I'm talking to David Horowitz. His new book is Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. David, what gives you any hope? What can we do to avert the end of America?
I see hope in two major phenomenons. One is Trump's rallies. He has, for the first time in our history, created a mass conservative movement. When the media is beating up on Trump, they ignore the fact that 74 million Americans voted for him and that no previous sitting president had ever increased his vote in the second election. And the second is the spontaneous movement among parents revolting at the communist schools that the Democrat Party and the teacher unions have created, and the atrocities they're committing against children, both intellectual, but also this transgender disfiguration and chemical castration of children. Something, when I was a radical, I described myself as a Marxist revolutionary. I would have been horrified if any of my friends had supported such a movement. We're at the 11th hour, I believe, but it sparked a revolt in which I see there's a lot of hope for the future.
I see the same thing, and I'm always right. So congratulations. No, seriously, I see exactly the same thing, that there is the craziness of the left, which I think has been triggered by Trump, that they were forced to effectively come out of the closet. And suddenly when you see them for who they are and what they are and you see what they believe, most common sense Americans say, wait a minute, I had no idea they were this crazy. And so I think there is a backlash that is happening. And when you talk about the Trump rallies and you talk about Trump, I mean, I'm reasonably sure he got more than 74 million votes. But even if he only got 74 million votes, the idea that 74 million people voted for this man, I think that is a sign of tremendous health in America. And I, for one, hope that he secures the nomination. As fond as I am of Ron DeSantis, I think DeSantis will have his time. But I hope Trump gets a second term, because I don't know that there's anybody who's up to the task of cleaning the Augean stables.
Yeah, he's taken amazing wounds as an individual and stood up. I also think in the pro-life movement, it's been reinvigorated. And there's a lot of young people out there. I think that's very healthy as well. I'd like to see our side fighting. I'm very depressed to watch Republicans bend the knee to these Democrat lies and not call them out on them. I mean, Biden is a particularly nasty liar.
But it's the level of lying that I find almost funny. In other words, there's lying and then there's lying. You know, it's one thing for politicians to shade the truth or to spin things, but we really have seen Orwellian lying. We've seen, you have to go to Stalin and Goebbels, really, to for comparisons, because in American public life, in our lifetimes, we haven't seen anything quite like this, where people are saying like wildly preposterous things with a straight face, and they are being backed up by what used to be the journalistic class. They're not being questioned very much. We don't have a Sam Donaldson, you know, excuse me, Mr. President. We don't have any checks on this kind of madness. But I think there's enough that's coming out that your average American is looking around and they see what they see, you know, and so I am hopeful. But what do you say specifically in your book that we're talking about, The Final Battle, about how we can avert the disaster?
Well, I think the first step is understanding that it's a disaster and why. Everybody, not everybody, I mean, there are exceptions like you and me, but most people in our public life, most commentators talk as though this is normal. Everything is, you know, it's a little more, a little less, but none of them. Look, on January 2nd, 2021, the Iranians threatened to kill Trump. They said he's being removed from office, but he's also going to be removed from life. And the head of security for the president and the nation was General Mark Milley. And Mark Milley convened these meetings around the Capitol, in which he told the security staff and everybody who should have been alerted to protect the president that Trump was Hitler. I'm not making this up. That Trump was Hitler. He said it's the gospel of the Führer, and that all of Trump's supporters were the Nazis that we fought in World War II, which is as treasonous a statement as a national security head can make. And he was praised by Anderson Cooper. All of the usual suspects thought that this was Milley standing up for a neutral military, which is idiotic. If you don't think these people are capable of shutting down our elections, you're smoking something, or you just haven't paid attention. I think the case I make in my book is very, very strong. The one thing I would say is if you're a reasonably sensible person, there's no way you can have confidence in the future of our democracy with the Democrats in charge.
Well, that is for sure. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to David Horowitz. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can find us at ericmetaxas.com. We'll be right back.
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll.
Folks, welcome back. We're talking to David Horowitz, who has written a book titled Final Battle. It is brand new. The next election could be the last. So, David, you and I are under no illusions that the Democrats, like the Chinese communist leaders, have no scruples, do not believe in truth, and will do anything to keep in power and have been doing practically
anything. It's worse than that. Joe Biden is in the pocket of the Chinese. Who made the policy that surrendered Afghanistan to China and the Taliban? How do you think that happened?
Well, my question is whether you think these things will be brought to light. I think I have real hope that many of these things will be brought to light, are being brought to light, already.
That's the other hopeful thing. The Republican Party has undergone something of a change. How much we'll see in the battles to come. But that's very important. And the Republican Party is responsible for actually making this seem normal. There's nothing normal about a United States president and his family collecting $31 million from the most vicious totalitarian regime on the planet, with clear and open designs to control the world. We don't have any, there's no president could survive that except in this present context.
Well, it would be like finding out that FDR had taken a ton of money from the National Socialists through the 30s. Would that not affect our ability to trust him as a national leader facing
He engineered our entry into the war. He was an anti-fascist. Right? He had many faults, Roosevelt, but that wasn't one of them.
Although he was a little soft on Stalin, if I may be permitted to say that.
Correct. The communist movement, it's not a party anymore. I mean, there is a communist party, but it's a movement. This is an ancient movement. People think they can build heaven on earth without a divine intervention. The arrogance that goes along with fixing the world justifies any lie and any support for any crime, and they do it all the time. One of the reasons I left the left was when I realized that the right admitted its mistakes. I mean, that J. Edgar Hoover was once a hero, and then there were revelations about him, and he was no longer a hero. The left never, being a leftist means you never have to say you're sorry. They haven't even acknowledged that they cooked up this Russia collusion hoax.
Well, but I mean, why should they acknowledge it if the mainstream media isn't even talking about it?
Why should they acknowledge it if the Republicans let them get away with it?
And the Republicans let them get away with it.
Why isn't Ashley Babbitt on the tongue of every Republican member of Congress?
She should replace JFK on the 50 cent piece.
Well, let's put her murderer in jail. Bird is the name.
I don't know if he's a murderer, but he killed her. He was a bumbling policeman who killed her. Well, it's as close to murder as you can get. I don't know what degree it would be, but I'm basically in agreement with you. We are out of time, folks. This is tough stuff, but we need to know what's going on. Thank you, David Horowitz, for the book. It's Final Battle. The next election could be the last. David, thanks again.
Thank you, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.